Welcome to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I am your host, Dale Lally, and I'm here live from Steelers training camp. I guess I'm not live. I'm live on tape, as they used to say on the old TV shows. This is taped live on tape in front of a studio audience. Lots of stuff happening this week with the Steelers. Of course, the Chris Boswell extension, the Deontay Johnson extension. We talked about those earlier this week. But one thing I wanted to get to here. So I was asked a lot of questions this week on my live cues regarding, how's this group look? How's that group look? And it's tough to answer that sometimes because, again, as I reminded people, the Steelers have had three padded practices. So the other practices that they've had, and they've had eight overall at this point, taping this before the Friday night lights session, that will be a padded practice, of course. So they've had, of their eight practices here at St. Vincent College, five have been unpadded, which means that they're more like what we saw the entire offseason. You can't tell anything about blocking. You can't tell anything about tackling, any of those kind of things. And then the other three have been padded practices where they go live with tackling, where they go live one-on-one pass rush against blocking and things of that nature. So it's not to me enough to be able to make a good guess or good assumption or have a good read on or feel for how some of these positions are working out. I'll have a much better feel coming out of that first preseason game a week from now. About how the Steelers look in terms of some of those things. Because I've seen more padded practices, and we'll have a game in hand as well. But I did want to look at some of the positions here, whether they're trending up or down. And, if you'd have asked me a week ago or 3 days ago or 4 days ago how the quarterback position looked, I'd say very, very inconsistent. The quarterbacks are struggling to complete passes. Just not a lot of movement there. The guys were struggling throwing the ball out of the pocket. And then Wednesday happened. And Wednesday, all of a sudden, the light came on for the quarterbacks not named Mason Rudolph. He had looked the best of any of these guys, looked the most comfortable because he'd been in the offense the longest. But now all of a sudden, Wednesday we saw Mitch Trubisky start to complete some more passes. Kenny Pickett started to look a little more decisive with some of his throws. So that's trending upwards to me. That's what you wanted to see from those guys in this kind of setting. And so the training wheels are off with those guys. They need to look better now moving forward every day, get a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. At the running back position, I think that position is trending in the right direction here with the emergence of a guy like Jaylen Warren, who I wrote about on DK Pittsburgh Sports. And then Anthony McFarland has looked better. Benny Snell's been okay. He's been solid when he's had to fill in for Najee Harris, who's missed some time out here at camp with a foot issue. So that I feel better about that position than I did when we came to camp. The wide receiver position is obviously one that you feel great about. George Pickens has been really good, as I noted in Friday Insider. The one thing actually it was in my piece yesterday. But the one thing that you would like to see better is him not double catch the ball quite as much. But he gets open. He can adjust his body well, plays like a much smaller man than his 6'3 height. Very good. Calvin Austin has shown that great speed. Anthony Miller looks like a keeper as well. So you add those in with Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool. Gunnar Olszewski's going to be on this team because he's the return guy. There's six receivers right there. Doesn't leave anywhere for Miles Boykin, doesn't leave anywhere for a guy like Steven Sims or Tyler Vaughns or Cody White. So they're going to have a tough cut there for sure. But that's how things stand right now in that position. I would look at it. I think it's pretty deep. I could see some teams, maybe potentially, a Dallas Cowboys or somebody like that being interested in trading, giving you something for a Miles Boykin in another few weeks here. That wouldn't surprise me. As I mentioned with the offensive line play, it's still way too early for me to come to any kind of assessment, of how they've played or how well or poorly they've played. I'm going to kind of hold steady on what I think of that. I think it's a better group than what they had last year. How much better remains to be seen. But in three padded practices, I'm not going to make any pronouncements. As I noted in my live cues today, a month ago, everybody's asked me, how long do you think it's going to take this offensive line to gel? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be more than three padded practices. I mean, that's just the reality of it. So it's going to take some time for that group to get used to playing together. And then, of course, they're also rotating Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green at left guard. So that's going to slow down the process maybe a little bit. But both of those guys are getting used to playing, you know, with next to Mason Cole. And so we'll see how long that takes. The tight end position, you know, I feel good about Zach Gentry. I like what I've seen from Connor Hayward. They seem like they have a real plan on how to use him. Jay Sternberger has flashed as well as a receiver, not much as a blocker, but that's not his game. But Hayward looks like that somebody they really want to use as a weapon. So that's interesting. I'd at least say, because Pat Freiermuth has missed some time here, that group is holding steady for me. So that's the offense. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'll hit on the same thing with the defense right after this. You're listening to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. To the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I am your host, Dale Lally. I'm going through position by position, talking a little bit about this situation here for the Steelers. I did want to mention, as I did before, that this is eight practices into this whole thing, and only three of them have been padded. But this is what I'm getting a feel for with this team, whether they're trending up or down. Much like the offensive line, I can't give you a whole lot on the defensive line. Again, they've only had three practices in pads. We haven't seen Larry Ogunjobi. We haven't seen Tyson Alualu. The last 2 days of practice, Cam Hayward hasn't been out there. They're giving him some veteran days off and allowing them to take a look at some of these younger defensive linemen on this team, the Marvin Leals, the Isaiah Loudermilks, the Montrevious Adams, Carlos Davis, Khalil Davis. They want to take a look at those guys because that's going to be a tough cut. You probably only keep six, maybe seven of those guys at most when this is all said and done. And you don't want to be Cam Hayward up either. And so we'll see what this looks like when they get Ogunjobi, Alualu, and Hayward out there together. We still haven't seen that yet in this camp. I'm not concerned about it. Those guys are veteran players. They know what to do. Not a big deal. At outside linebacker, at edge, you got TJ Watt. You got Alex Highsmith. You know what those guys are. Jannard Avery has flashed some athletically. We'll see how he continues to develop. They like Delonte Scott. He's really been a guy that seems like they have some hopes for there. So we'll see what happens with him. And then you also have Derek Tuska there. So they've got some bodies there. Tuzar Skipper is back. He's clearly along with T.G. Moultrie, the guys that are running with the lower groups. So we'll see how that continues to shake out. I'm going to hold steady on that group as well. But TJ Watt just looks like a home wrecker. Not that I'm surprised by that. I mean, we're talking about the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Inside linebacker, I think, is trending upwards. I like what I've seen from Devin Bush in terms of him attacking the line of scrimmage. He didn't do that last year. He kind of sat back and waited. You can tell they talked to him about it, or he's decided he's going to be much more attacking than allow the other opposing teams to go after him. If he's going to make a mistake, it's going to happen fast and just make something happen. Miles Jack has been a solid addition there. I like what I've seen from him. Buddy Johnson's looked good at times. You know what Robert Spillane is. Ulysses Gilbert has had some flashes, especially in the passing game. Mark Robinson, the rookie seventh rounder this year, has shown some things as well. Marcus Allen's been missing time. That's going to make it tough for him to make this roster in that deep position. I can't see them keeping more than five inside linebackers. And I just rattled off seven names there. So somebody's going to go. And that's going to be a hotly contested one. But I would say they're trending upwards. I think they look better than any group in recent history for the Steelers. So that's a good sign. At cornerback, much of this is going to depend on the situation with Cam Sutton. We'll see how severe that knee injury was that he suffered in Thursday's practice. Hopefully we get an update from Mike Tomlin on that tonight. we haven't seen a lot of Levi Wallace as well, but he's been dealing with an illness. But I like what I've seen from Akello Witherspoon. James Pierre showed up. Justin Lane has showed up at times. They've made some plays. The other guys are just kind of guys, but I think you're looking at that, you know, Arthur Millett's been solid. You're really looking at that group as the same as last year with Levi Wallace replacing Joe Hayden. That's really the only difference there. And they were fine last year at the cornerback position. No obvious weakness. I do like what I've seen at the safety position. I think that, you know, we finally got to see Minkah Fitzpatrick back yesterday, activated off the NIL list. So, you know, we'll see how that goes for him. The addition of DeMonte KZ has been a good one. I think they'll find some ways to use him. No, it won't be as a replacement for Terrell Edmonds. They're different positionally and different style of player. But when you have Edmonds, Fitzpatrick, KZ as your top three guys, that's not bad. Then you add guys like Trey Norwood, Miles Killebrew, Carl Joseph into that group. So that's not a bad group at all. I'd say they're trending upwards. I really like what I've seen from KZ. Has some ball skills, can do some things there with him. Wouldn't surprise me if they run out some three safety packages this year, where all three of those guys are on the field together quite a bit, because KZ does give you some ability to play the nickel, as does Minkah Fitzpatrick, so they can mix and match that kind of situation. That's the Steelers roster right now. That's where they're at. That's the way I see it here. Eight practices into this thing. We'll be back with you on Monday with a new Dale Lally show, actually on Tuesday, because I do these things Tuesday through Saturday. Every day the Steelers practice there when those situations. So we'll continue to bring you our updates here. You can check out the website. We always have good, fresh stuff up there as well. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Dale Lally Show. Check out the rest of our shows here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. We'll talk to you on next week.